Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you say good morning in your language?
在中文 say good morning 是什么？
早。
早。All right. I get it already. Zao. We're going to be in Psalm 63 this morning. If you turn there in your Bibles.
我们今天要看这个诗篇第五十三篇。
Thanks. Do you want to read Psalm 63 for me? We need light.
We need
light.
Hey, lights, all right.
我们需要光。我们先看诗篇六十三篇，我跟大家一起念好不好？诗篇六十三篇，我们找到了吧？我们一起念，一二三，神呐、
你是我的神，
我要
切切的求求你，
在
干旱疲乏无水之地，
我渴想你，我
的心
切慕
你。我在圣所中曾如此
瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀，因你的慈爱比生命更好。我的嘴唇要颂赞你，我还活的时候要这样称颂你。我要奉你的名举手，我在床上纪念你，我在夜更的时候思想你。我的心就像饱足了肥水肥油，我也要用欢乐嘴唇赞美你，因为你曾帮助我，我就在你翅膀的荫下欢呼，我心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。但那些寻索要灭我命的人必往地底下去，他们必被刀剑所杀，被野狗所吃，但是我必因神欢喜，凡指着他发誓的必要夸口，因为说谎之人的口必被塞住。
Amen. Can we pray?
Amen. 我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we give you great praise today.
天上的父神，我们向你赞美。
You are big and glorious.
这么伟大，这么的荣耀。
I pray today because we gathered in this room this morning.
今天我们更要感谢赞美你，我们在一起聚集。
That you would get even bigger in our lives.
所以使你彰显得更大。
Lord, we seek you.
父神，我们要寻求你。
We thirst for you.
我们渴慕你。
We faint for you.
我们谢谢你。
So speak to us as only you can.
向我们讲话，只有你能讲。
In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
这是无比的圣名，耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. It's one of my favorite psalms in all the Bible.
这是我最在全圣经最爱的一首诗篇。
One of the things that we forget about the psalms is that they're actually songs.
这个诗篇其实是那诗歌。
It's music.
是音乐。
We've heard some great music this morning. That was a beautiful piece you sang.
我们今天听了很多的好的音乐诗歌，都是你们唱的非常好。
How many of us raise your hand if you love music?
你们中间喜欢音乐人请举手。
Yeah, I can't sing at all.
牧师不能唱，他不会唱歌。
If I were to sing, you would go like this.
他说，假如我要唱歌的话，你会把。
You would run for the doors.
你就会从门跑掉了。
But I do love music.
但是我仍然是很爱音乐。
Music has a way of touching my heart.
音乐有特别的地方来摸着我的心。
It stirs up emotions and feelings.
可以把我里面内在的感情那种表现出来。
Think of your favorite movie.
想想看你们的最喜爱的那个电影。
With no music.
假如里面都没有这个音乐的话。
How many of you are familiar with the movie Jaws?
你们是对那个 Jaws 就是那个大鲨鱼的那个、
yeah.
那个。
You're not afraid of sharks.
你们不怕那个鲨鱼吧
？You're afraid of the song.
你们是怕那个。
Dunna, dunna, dunna. That's what you're afraid of.
这是你们怕的那个。
Music, it stirs. The movies, they use music to stir our emotions.
这个整个的这个 情绪给这个搅扰起来了。
It's also a great tool to express a message.
也是一个很大的工具，使这个信息带出来。
To express hope and grief.
所以把这个希望，把你们的忧伤带出来。
To express joy and pain.
把你们的喜乐和痛苦带出来。
You know, many an artist would use music to communicate a message.
有很多这些艺术家用音乐把他们这个。信息带出来
to give understanding of the circumstances that they're in.
所以把他们在说周遭的事情表示出来。
Horatio Spafford was a man who wrote the song, the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul.
Horatio Spafford, 他把这首我心灵得安宁是他写的。
It Is Well With My Soul.
我心灵得安宁。
A song that was written in 1884.
在1884年他写了这首诗歌。
And there's a story behind the song.
在这首诗歌的后面有一个故事。
There's a message.
这是一个信息。
Spafford is wanting to communicate something.
他用他的诗歌把信息带出来。
When peace like a river attendeth my way.
他说当这个平安如水流来伴我的时候。
When sorrows like sea billows roll.
当这个忧虑像这海涛这浪滚滚的时候。
Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say.
不管在任何境遇你已经教导我说。
It is well with my soul.
稳妥了稳妥了我心里一个安宁。
That song was written just after Spafford had put his wife and four daughters on a ship.
那首诗歌是Spafford 他把他的太太跟他四个女儿放到船上去。
That ship carried his whole family from America to Europe.
那个船从美国开到欧洲去，把他整个家庭除了他之外带到。
Spafford had some business to attend to in America and was going to meet them later.
因为他在美国还有点事情没有做完。
That ship collided with another ship in the Atlantic Ocean.
他的女儿跟他太太那艘船跟另外一艘船撞。
And all four of Spafford's daughters perished.
他的四个女儿全部。
Only his wife survived.
结果他的太太只有他太太留下来。
He lost all of his children.
他失去了所有的孩子。
I have three kids and one on the way.
我自己有三个孩子，另外一个在正在进行中。
Pray for us.
为我们祷告。
I don't know what I would do if I lost all of my kids on one.
我不知道我要怎么做，当我失去了我所有的孩子的。
So when we sing the song, when peace like a river,
当我们唱说当这个平安如水流
attendeth my way,
来一路的伴顾着我。
Or when sorrows like sea billows roll,
或者是忧虑像海涛的浪滚滚的时候。
He is literally writing this hymn as his ship is passing the very spot where his daughters perished.
写这句话的时候，是他自己的船是经过他孩子撞船的那个地方。
And he said, in spite of my sorrow,
不管我的境遇遭遇如何
，It is well with my soul.
是稳妥了，稳妥了，就是说我心灵得安宁。
The song sheet gave Spafford the opportunity to communicate how he was feeling.
所以这首诗歌是让 Spafford 把他心中的感受
His deep love for Christ.
而且他是那么的爱主
That he believes God has a plan.
他相信主耶稣有一个计划
When I heard that story, I never sung that song again.
当我听到那个故事，我就没有再想要唱这首诗歌。
When sorrows like sea billows roll in our lives,
当这个所有的这个忧虑像这个浪这样浪海涛的滚滚而来
，Can we say it's well with my soul?
我们能够说我心灵得安宁吗
？You see, when we go behind the music,
当我们到回到这个音乐的后面
，and we hear the message behind the song,
我们看见这个信息在这个音乐的后面
，it reveals something to us.
给彰显出来是。
And it reveals something about the God that we worship.
一些彰显是关于神，我们敬拜的神。
There is a great story.
这是这么大的一个故事。
Behind Psalm 63.
在这个诗歌，在诗篇六十三篇。
Written by King David.
这个诗篇六十三篇是大卫王所写的一首诗篇。
who was a man running for his life at this time.
他那个时候是在为了他的命在逃。
He has just killed the giant Goliath.
他大家都知道，他那个时候正好正把这个巨人哥利亚杀掉。
On the battlefield, no one was willing to face Goliath.
在那个时候，没有个全以色列，没有一个人敢面对哥利亚。
And here comes a teenage boy full of God.
这里来一个年轻的十几岁的小孩子。
And he says that giant won't talk about my God.
哦，这个他说这个巨人不能够这样子随便骂我的这个神。
And so David killed him.
所以大卫就把他杀了。
David is impressing many of the people in Israel.
结果因为这个少年人把这个哥利亚杀了。
In fact, they like David more than they like King Saul.
所有这些人大家都被他非常的兴奋，结果他们就爱这个大卫比爱这个扫罗王更爱。
King Saul did not like finishing second to David in the popularity polls.
结果这个扫罗王他想我不愿意做老二啊。
So Saul orders David killed.
所以他想说哈这样好了，我就把那个老大杀了吧。
So for his faithfulness and service to God.
说结果大卫王那么忠心的。
And his country.
爱他的王，爱他国家，爱神。
He's given a death sentence.
结果他就被宣判他的死刑。
Horatio Spafford lost all of his daughters.
Horatio Spafford 他的四个孩子统统死了。
This isn't fair.
这不公平吧？
Where does David turn?
这个大卫的这个该得的是什么？
Where did Spafford turn?
Spafford 该得的是什么？
In Psalm 63, David, in the context of his pain.
在诗篇六十三篇看这个。看到大卫的痛苦
of his anger and frustration over his circumstances
看他的那个非常的这个怒而且非常的不知所措
rather than complain
这个时候他没有抱怨
David expresses a longing for God
他把他变成他对神的渴望
verse 1 O God you are my God
第一节这里说神啊你是我的神
Earnestly I seek you, my soul thirsts for you.
我切切地寻求你。
My flesh faints for you.
我渴想你，我切慕你。
In a dry and weary land.
在这干旱疲乏之地。
Where there is no water.
在那里上没有水。
Which is where David was. He's on the run in the wilderness of Judah.
他是在这个旷野里面，一直在沙漠中间跑。
He's far from home, far from anyone who loves him.
他离他家的很远，他离他所爱的人也很远。
He says, God.You are my God.
你是我的神。
So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary in verse 2.
他第二节说我在圣所里面也这样子瞻仰你。
And I am beholding your power and glory.
而且我看见你的能力和你的荣耀。
David does not say, God, fix my problem.
大卫没有说神啊，你帮帮忙，帮我把这事情整理好。
That's our temptation to do, isn't it?
我们常常说神啊来帮帮忙修理修理
God fix this、
哦、把这个整顿好
This can't be right
这个简直不对
This is wrong
这个错的
And if you're good
假如你是对的神
You should fix it
你简直把这个修理修理好
But David's answer is God get bigger in my life
大卫的这个答案是说神遭遇使我遭遇这个你变得更大
The ultimate solution in this circumstance is you
最后的解决之道是神你自己
His soul is thirsting not for comfort.
他的灵魂的渴望不是要舒适
but for God.
他是要神。
My flesh faints not to have ease of circumstance.
他说我的这个肉体是虽然在这里疲倦
but it faints for you.
说我所渴望的是你自己。
David is saying, and this is the most important thing I'll share with you this morning.
其实大卫这样讲是这是非常重要的。
He's saying, God, I need you more than relief from my troubles.
他说神啊我需要你比你来救我拯救我脱离这个地方。
I need and want you more than anything you can provide me.
我需要你比你给我的任何东西我都给你要。
Do you see that?
你看见了吗？
David wants God more than he wants anything else.
要的是神，不是要这一切世界上的东西。
If me growing deeper in you, God, means I need to stay on the run,
所以我跟你能够进到你更深处，你就是让我逃跑，我也认了。
Then I'll continue to run.
我就一直在那里逃吧，在旷野里。
If there was ever a chance for David to say, God, this isn't right, this was it.
大卫就说啊、哦，这虽然这不对，这就是了。
But he doesn't say that. He says, "God, your God, I trust you."
他说神，我的神啊，我相信你。
Although I'm in a dry and weary land,
我虽然在干旱疲乏之地
and I'm thirsty,
而且是无水的地方
I trust you.
我渴望你
I ran in a race to benefit the Elk Grove Food Bank about a month ago.
我没有多久以前，我为这个Elk Grove 的那个食物行银行里面去为他们跑步。
Yeah, ran 3 miles.
跑了三里。
Very small.
这么大，这么长。
But very tiring.
但是非常累。
At the end of that race,
在跑完的时候
，You could have put $100 lobster in front of me.
你把那100块一克的那个龙虾在我面前。
But I would rather have a bottle of water.
我说哦，那最好给我一杯水就好。
I would have told you to package the lobster for later.
Yeah, 你把那个龙虾放到等我喝完水再。
But I need water right now.
这个时候我要那一瓶水。
And David is saying, my soul thirsts for you like that.
是大卫是说，我现在所渴望的就是水。
You are the one who satisfies my weariness.
但是我更渴望的是你自己。
In verse 2, he says, I've looked upon you in the sanctuary.
在第二节上说，我在圣所里曾经的瞻仰。
He's remembering those times when he's been in worship.
他记得他在这圣所里面在。
And he's seen and experienced the power of God.
他看到这个神的能力。
And he is saying, God, in the desert I am in today.
所以在这个干旱之地的沙漠中间。
Help me see your power and glory.
帮助我看见你的能力和你的荣耀。
Like I see it in the sanctuary.
就好像我在圣所里看见的能力。
You see, we can't always be in the comfort of church.We're not always going to have everything we're used to around us. And when we're in the desert, God is there. And David is saying, I'd rather see you here than have any kind of comfort. God uses the time in the desert in all of our lives. Maybe you feel like you're in a spiritual desert today. The wilderness, it strips us of our defenses and our rights. There's no one to impress in the desert. There's no false person to present. It's just you and God.Can you see now why God might want us to be in the desert?
所以你看到没有，神是不是愿意要把我们放在沙漠中间？
In Mark chapter 1, Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit into the desert.
在马可福音的第一章里面说，耶稣基督是被圣灵引导。
I've been there many times in my life.
在我的生命中间，我在那里。
We so often look for the quick escape.
常常我在那里说，哦，在这里面赶快跑。
Because it's not fun. It's not fun being in the desert. It's not fun being in pain.
在沙漠里面，在痛苦中间，实在是没有快乐。
But doesn't God use those times to deepen our faith in Him?
但是神用那个地方来训。
Don't you love those conversations with your wife or your husband or your child, where it's just the two of you talking?
哎，你愿不愿意看到你跟你的太太，你跟你的孩子，就是你们两个人面对面的在谈话？
I love bedtime in my house.
我很喜欢在我在床上。
Because that's when my kids' hearts just open up.
然后这个孩子们他们就可以把他们的心敞开。
Because they don't want to go to sleep, of course.
因为他们不想睡觉嘛。
But they're willing to talk.
所以他们就呱啦呱啦在讲。
And it's just the two of us talking.
就是他跟他孩子两个人在讲。
Even today, my son comes in this room and tells me he's going to some bike track.
哦，他的今天他的孩子说，哦，他去。
I won't see him until tonight.
说我今天看不到，真的晚上我会。
But I know the two of us will talk.
这是两个人可以谈。
Well, God wants to talk with us.
所以神要跟我们交谈。
And sometimes it takes you and I being removed from everything that distracts us.
有些时候神要把我们带到所有这一切吸引外在的吸引拿开我们。
So He can have time with us.
所以神可以跟我们谈。
So that we can learn to thirst and long and faint for Him.
所以我们可以想到我们可以渴望他，可以切慕他。
David is not looking to escape.
这大卫没有想在沙漠中间就逃了就算了。
In fact, in verse 3, David wants to worship God.
在第三节他说，神要在那里要敬拜神。
He goes from longing for God in verses 1 and 2.
他在第一节、第二节是他这么的渴慕思想神。
To worshiping God in verses 3 through 5.
在第三节到第五节是在那里要敬拜神。
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
他说你的慈爱比我的生命 更宝贵。
My lips will praise you.
然后我的嘴唇要赞美你。
So I will bless you as long as I live.
在我的活的时候，我称颂你。只要是我活的时候。
People love to say, God bless me.
哦，人家都说啊，上帝要祝福我。
God bless America.
哦，上帝祝福美国。
God bless my marriage and my family.
哦，丈夫上帝要祝福我的婚姻。
David is saying, God, I want to bless you.
大卫说，我要祝福你。
In your name, I will lift up my hands.
是在因你的名，我愿意在这里举起我的手。
My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food.
然后我的心就是饱足了，被这些这个骨髓肥油那些好的东西。
And my mouth will praise you with joyful lips.
然后我的嘴唇要赞美，要以欢乐来赞美。
David is worshiping God.
大卫在那个地方来敬拜。
Notice what he says.
你看他说。
Your loyal love,
你的忠诚的爱
is better to me than life.
是，你的慈爱是比生命更美。
He's saying, God, if you were to give me the perfect life,
你给了我一个完美的生命。
The choicest foods.
Never 那么好吃的东西。
Put me in a castle.
啊，放到我在这个所有的那个大的那个碉堡里面。
With servants and everyone doing my bidding.
啊，那些佣人一大堆都在听我的指挥。
And you were to add all of that up.
你把这些东西都能加起来。
Your love.
但是你的爱。
Is better than that.
是比那些都要好。
And I am experiencing your love in this desert place.
我是在这里经验你的爱在。这个沙漠里面。
That's why he wants to bless God because God has given so much to him.
所以那个时候他说，被但是你要祝福。
Now you might look at David's circumstance and think he hasn't given you anything.
你想想看，神根本差的钱神给了。
You're a wanted man.
你是一个逃犯。
You're on the run.
你是在这逃跑。
You're going to be killed unless you evade these soldiers.
被杀了，被扫罗的军队杀了。
But in all of that,
在整个这种情况之下，
when David reflects upon the love of God,
当这个大卫把这个神的爱这个表现，
it overtakes all of that negative stuff.
这一切的所有的那负面的东西都拿走。
In his pain, David wants to bless God.
在大卫的痛苦中间。
Is this not the essence of being a follower of Christ?
这个是不是就是所有跟随神的应该有的态度？
To want Him more than anything from Him.
神而不是要神的给我们的东西。
To bless God.
要给神的祝福。
Even when we don't have a worldly reason to.
虽然我们在世界上没有理由要祝福神。
God is so abundantly glorified.
是神是这样子被荣耀。
When we say we love you.
因为我们说我们爱。
Just because you're you.
因为就是你，我们爱你就是因为你。
It goes back to the relationship with your children.
就像你跟你的孩子一样。
We love them unconditionally.
我们爱我的孩子根本没有理由的。
They might break our hearts.
他们有时候要伤我们的心。
And they might dishonor us.
他们也许是说我们很。
And they might make poor decisions.
他们也许做一些坏的那个决定。
But it doesn't change how much we love them.
但是这一切中间我们仍然爱他们。
David is connecting to how loved he is.
所以你看看。大卫是把这个爱。
And it's better to him than anything the world can give.
所以神是比世界任何东西都好。
That is something we need to remember between our ears, right?
我们要记到。
No matter what.
不管怎么样。
And so even in your pain, to desire to bless God.
在你在痛苦的时候，你应该说是我们要荣耀神，要这个使他。
To lift up your hands in worship.
把你的手举起来。
And give everything away to him.
就把我们所有的东西都献给神。
That is satisfying.
这就是使神得到满足。
Knowing you is more satisfying than any food I could eat.
他所以说，我们在有了你，是比那一切的美食都好。
Remember, David's probably starving.
你想想看，那个时候大卫已经在上面饿了，他说已经很渴。
And he has faith to say, God, you are the meal.
他说。虽然他没有事实上说你就是我的食物。
That's convicting to me.
这是实在使我们能够使我们要深思的。
Take away all the blessings in my life.
把我们神把我们所有的祝福都拿去了以后。
Set me somewhere where I know no one.
送到我们一个地方我们认不得一个人。
Where there's no one in the world to comfort me.
或者是没有一个人在世界上可以带给我们一些舒适。
Will God be my meal?
但是说神。
Will he satisfy me?
因为他满足。
David is saying, God, you satisfy. That's incredible. It is 180 degrees from how we live in this world. The TV says you have to have this car or this house or this vacation. And the still small voice says you don't need any of those things. The still small voice says you need me. Wow. I don't know about you, but that really impresses and convicts my spirit. So David goes from longing for God in verses 1 and 2 to worshiping God in verses 3 through 5, no matter what, to remembering God in verses 6 through 8. He says, when I remember you upon my bed, and I meditate you in the watches of the night, you've been my help. And in the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy.
在你的翅膀的阴影下, 我在你欢呼,
my soul clings to you.
我的魂整个紧紧地抓住你,
and your right hand upholds me.
因为你的右手扶持我。
See, as David thought about God,
当大卫想到神,
and he thought less about his circumstances, God got bigger, and his problems got smaller. And when God is big, we can remember how good he's been. Yeah, David's saying, I'm in a tough spot right now. I've been in tough spots before. And you have helped me. You've been there. In verse 6, David is saying, when I can't sleep at night. Sometimes life gets tough enough where you can't sleep. I'm ministering to a friend whose marriage was almost over. And she said, I can't sleep at night because I keep thinking about being a single mom. How am I
going
to pay my bills and raise my kids?
我怎么样付账单, 我怎么样子抚养我的孩子?
You know what I said to her?
你知道我怎么跟她讲?
I didn't offer to pay her bills for her.
我没有说, 哎, 我这里我替你付账单,
and I can't fix her husband. As much as I might like to bop him upside the head,
哎, 我可以照你这样说, 我揍你,
I said, you read Psalm 63.
所以你去念, 我告诉他, 你去念, 150
times in the next 7 days.
念150遍,
150 times. Read Psalm 63. And unlike most of the time, she actually did what I told her. It was a new experience for me. Guess what happened? God got real big. And her marriage and her husband got real small. And she trusted him. And God worked a miracle. The morning that divorce papers were to arrive at her house, her husband had bought another home. The day before, he'd been furnishing it, painting and setting it all up. He came to his wife and said, I can't do this. Give me another chance. She said, of course.
他说, sure, 当然了。
Now, it might not always work out that way.
哎, 不见得每个事情都有这么一个结果。
But in that circumstance, Psalm 63 held true.
在那个时候, 这个诗篇63篇是一个真实的。
Instead of worrying about her marriage while she can't sleep at night,
所以这个姊妹她, 对她的婚姻担心她晚上不能睡觉。
She reread and reread and reread Psalm 63. She remembered God.
她记起了神。
He's big.
她想起了神是那么大。
He's our help.
她是我们的帮助。
And because of the shadow of his wings, his protection,
因为他的 在这个翅膀的阴影下，在他的保护下，他就会这个欢呼的唱出来。
And now every Sunday I see those two together singing for joy.
所以我每天看到这两对夫妇每个礼拜天在坐在下面的时候
，They got a long way to go.
啊，他们还有一大长的路。
But their God is big, big, big.
但是他们的神是那么大。
As a church, we always are called to remember God in everything.
在教会里面，我们永远是要被呼召，我们要去永远记住神。
Let me challenge you to reflect upon how God's been good to you.
让我来向你下一个挑战。
Remember that.
要记住神。
And let Him get big.
让神变得很大。
And let your stuff get small.
让你自己的。
And finally, David goes from longing for God.
大卫从这个切慕思想神
，to worshiping God，
变成去敬拜神
，to remembering God，
变成去记得神
，to having victory in God in verse 9 to 11。
然后最后在神里面能够得到胜利。
He says, "But those who seek to destroy my life,"
他说那些要寻索灭我命的人。
And David knows them by name.
哦，他知道他们的名字，每个人都会。
He knows their faces.
他给在那脑筋的那面孔都显得出来。
They shall go down into the depths of the earth.
他们必要往地底下去。
They shall be given over to the power of the sword.
他们要被寻索灭我的命，就给他被刀剑所杀。
They shall be a portion for jackals.
他们要被野狗所吃。
But the king, talking about himself,
但是他说王就是他讲自己
shall rejoice in God.
他就因神而欢喜
All who swear by him shall exult.
凡是他发誓的人必要夸口
For the mouths of liars will be stopped.
那些说谎的人的口要被塞住
David is claiming victory by faith.
所以大卫那个时候他就宣称他的胜利
It's him against an entire army.
是他是大卫跟整个全部的那些
The odds could not be more against him.
所以你想想看这个机会有多大。
And while he's on the run,
当他在这个野地里逃命
starving,
他这个饥饿
thirsty,
干渴
he has the courage and faith to say, God will win, and in him winning, I will win.
他有这个信心跟就是说神会赢，叫神赢的话就是我就赢了。
After all that David has been proclaiming,
当大卫所宣称这一切他要得的东西
And God got so big in his mind
那个时候神就在他的心中就变得那么大
How can he not deliver my victory?
所以这么大一个神神能怎么能够不把他救出来
And here's the truth
现在是事实是这样
Everything that David claimed here
每个东西大卫所宣称的
It came to pass.
就变成这过去式了
All of his enemies perished.
所以他的那些敌人通通变
Even the king fell by the sword.
想想看，就是连扫罗王他是被刀所
They're all dead.
他们都死掉了
They're all gone.
他们不见了
And David was victorious.
是大卫变成一个得胜
A teenage boy on the run from an entire army.
那个年轻的少年人在这野地里跑的时候，变成整个以色列的这个统帅。
David became the king of Israel.
大卫变成整个以色列的王。
And he rejoiced in God because he's God.
因为他以神为乐，因为神就是神。
Now here's the truth for us as we wrap this up.
所以现在我们要到结束这个事实是这样。
Can you imagine victory in your life?
你能不能够想象在你生命中间你已经得胜了？
Will your lips praise God?
你的嘴唇能够去赞美神吗
？Just because he's God.
因为神就是因为他是神。
You know, I couldn't sing the songs you were singing earlier.
所以我没有办法跟你们一起唱你们的这个中文诗。
But I could read the words.
但是我可以看那个英文的字。
I knew what you were singing.
我知道你们在唱什么。
You were making some pretty major claims about God and about your love for him.
所以你们在那个时候说神是那么一个好神，你们怎么样是爱他？
Do the stories of those songs connect to your story?
那个这个在诗歌里面的那个所有的那个词句跟你生活有关系吗
Is God that big in your life?
神是在你生命中是那么大吗
Look at the character in the Bible. His name was Job.
看在这个圣经里一个人物约伯
Satan came to God and said, Job only loves you because he's got all this stuff.
哎，这个撒旦到神面前跟神说，约伯为什么爱你？因为你给了他太多嘛。
So God basically says, so you think if you take away his wealth, he's not going to love me anymore?
所以神就跟那个 challenge 那个撒旦说，哦，我把他的东西给他东西拿掉，就他就不爱我吗？
And Satan basically said, yeah, I think that's true.
那个撒旦说，呀，当然是这样了。
So God says, okay, take away his wealth from him.
你就把他东西拿去吧。
Just don't touch him.
你不要碰他。
So away goes his wealth, gone like that.
哦，什么东西统统走掉了。
And he still loves God.
那个时候，约伯。
So Satan comes back and says, "Well, he only loves you because he's got this beautiful family."
因为这个撒旦说，哎，你知道吗？他还因为他的家庭还更可爱啊。
So God basically says, "If you think you take his family, he won't love me anymore."
他说，假如说你以为你把他的家庭拿走，他就不爱我吗？
All right, take his family.
好，你就把他家庭拿走吧。
But don't touch him.
不要碰他一根毫毛。
Windstorm comes, just like Spafford, his family's gone, just he and his wife.
那个风一来就把他所有的屋子一吹，都统统倒了，他的家庭都没有了。
Job still loved and worshipped God.
那个时候约伯，
even though he was hurting,
爱神，仍然敬拜神，虽然他是在痛苦之中。
He also took away Job's health.
他而且把约伯的健康也拿走。
Sores, bottom of his feet to the top of his head.
哎呀，从他的脚到他头上都是长了一些疮。
So he's lost his health and his wealth.
他的健康没有了，他的钱财没有了。
And his family.
然后他的家庭没有。
And in Job chapter 13, verse 15, Job says.
在十三章到十五章在约伯记上面。
Even though you slay me.
就算你杀了我。
Yet I will hope in you.
我仍然在你里面有希望。
I want you to look up that verse later today, Job chapter 13, verse 15.
十三章到十五节。
Let's make sure it's right real quick here.
让我看看是对。约伯记十三章。
He says, though he slay me, I will hope in him.
十三章到十三章十五节是说，他必杀我，我虽无指望。
But the next verse says,Yet I will argue my ways to his face. I'm going to love you. I'm going to worship you. Well, we're going to talk about what's going on in my life, right? And David had his moments when he's like, God, what are you doing?
大卫一样说，神啊，我把你弄了，怎么造变得乐到这个地步？
But when it came down to what he ultimately believed,
到最后
What Job ultimately believed. God is God. And he does not owe us an answer. He gives us himself. He knows that he is what we really need.
That's what David's connected to here.
So can you imagine victory right in the context of your trouble? Will you love God?
你会爱什么
more than what you get from God
是爱你比他给你的更那些东西更多吗
will you love God
或你爱神
more than anything God can provide for you
是任何神所能够给你准备的东西
David could
大卫可以
and I hope we can too
我们相信我们也可能
I hope I could
我希望我能
because that's how big God is
这是
So I want to encourage you this morning to let God get real big.
要想着给神一个大的神。
The one who cast the stars like a curtain, Isaiah 47.
他在呀，以赛亚说他把这个天上的星就好像是拉这个。
He's got all the hairs on your head numbered.
他把你的头发上每一根都数过。
He knows what's best for you.
他知道什么是你最需要最。
And he's asking you to trust him no matter.
他要你去相信他。就是去信他。
May we have the courage to do that.
让我们有这个勇气。
May this church develop that kind of love for God.
让我们在教会里也是对神要建立一个这样的。
That he would be high and exalted in your lives.
让神他变成在高处，再变成这个高举。
Just because he is.
就是因为他是。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Why don't you take a minute right now in your own heart
在你的心中我们花一分钟想想
and give God a status report on your heart
让给神一个你们
这种心境的一个报告。
Reveal those things that you are struggling with.
向神讲说，我现在在心中所挣扎的是什么事。
And ask him to get big in your life.
让他在我们的生命中间变成更大。
Take a minute to pray right now.
让我们用一分钟来向神祷告。
To the God who came here to meet you.
来让神到这里来与你相会。
Father, we give you praise this morning.
父神，我们把我们的赞美给你。
Just because you're you.
因为你就是你。
You are our God.
你是我们的神。
Help us to seek your face.
让我们来寻求你的面。
May our souls thirst for you.
让我们的灵魂来这个寻求你。
May our lips sing of your praise.
让我们嘴唇来敬拜你。
Because your love.
因为你的爱。
Is bigger than anything we'll face.
这一切。我们遭遇的都要更大。
Lord, we remember your faithfulness to us.
我们记得你对我们是信实的。
Manifest by Jesus coming to rescue us from sin.
就从你把耶稣基督为我们的罪带来这已经彰显了。
Were that the only thing you gave us, that would be enough.
如果你就是只在我们生命中给我们耶稣基督，那已经够了。
Beyond enough.
那再次是超过我们的一切的。
But you are faithful daily to us.
但是你是那么的信实每一天。
Even those times when you've had to carry us.
在有的时候你要扶持抱着我们。
So Lord, we claim victory in Christ by faith.
但是我们要在里面，我们要在你的里面，我们要宣称我们的这个。
We want you to have your way with us.
我们要把你要我们的，让你得到你要的东西。
No matter what this world brings to us.
不管这个世界上把我们带到什么遭难。
We will worship you.
我们要敬拜你。
We'll praise you.
我们要赞美你。
We will love you always.
我们要爱你，永远的爱你。
Get big in our lives.
父神，让在我们的生命中间。
And overtake the fears and the worries of this world.
把我们说全世界的那些的恐惧拿去。
Through your steadfast love for us.
因为你是那么的爱我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
是，因我们奉主耶稣基督生命祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, could we sing that it is well with my soul just one more time as we close. Thanks for letting me come this morning.
谢谢你让我今天能够给你们在这里来宣告。